Nolte, networks refuse to cover Senate's No Russia Collusion Report. By John Nolte on February 16, 2019. The same networks that spent 2,202 minutes of collective airtime to push the Russia collusion media hoax are refusing to cover the Senate Intelligence Committee bipartisan report, which found no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The Media Research Center, MRC, did the research and found that between January 21, 2017, and February 10, 2019, ABC's World News Tonight, the CBS Evening News, and the NBC Nightly News spent 2,202 minutes on the Russia investigation, which accounted for nearly 19% of all Trump-related reporting. And now, none of those three shows have even mentioned the investigation since NBC's report came out on February 12. The same is true elsewhere on the left-wing networks. Neither CBS This Morning nor NBC's Today have even acknowledged this new information from Senate investigators since the news broke on February 12, MRC reports. ABC's Good Morning America briefly touched on it in a news brief totaling less than 1 minute on February 13. What's especially fascinating is that NBC's Ken Dalanian broke the original news of the Senate report, and NBC is still refusing to cover the story. The reasons for this are quite obvious. The media know a reckoning is on the horizon, and they are buying time in the hopes of finding a way to wriggle out of it. Anyone with even a lick of sense knew from the beginning that the Russia collusion media hoax was a hoax. Not only is the whole idea of it preposterous, everything involving Russia and the Trump campaign points to the opposite of a conspiracy. Look at the Trump Tower meeting. If there was a conspiracy between Trump and the Kremlin, why was Rob Goldstone, a British publicist, needed as an intermediary to set up the meeting? If there was all this collusion between Trump and Putin, why was Michael Cohen left to send proposals to blind email addresses regarding the proposed Trump Tower deal in Moscow? Even the stuff we are told is the most sinister proof of collusion points in the opposite direction. But that is not what the media have been telling us for the last 2 years. Rather, again and again and again, they have promised that Watergate is right around the corner, that the other shoe is about to drop, and please ignore the fact that the first shoe has yet to drop, have told us not to worry because the aberrational nightmare, the virus in the system, the national mistake that is President Trump is about to be removed. For 2 years the media have been selling the resistance a bill of goods and have gone so far as to manufacture a mountain of fake news to keep these suckers on the hook. The thinking goes, Mueller might still save us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.